Tree Talk Live, 855 453. That's the Sickle toll free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Tree Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
You can give us a call, like I said, at 855-450-3733. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We have, of course, some things that we're going to get to. This is the live Sunday edition. I know that it's hard to believe that there's somebody's providing a live talk show on a Sunday evening, but you're getting it.
That's right. They're getting it.
Indeed. So call it at 855-450-3733. You can also interact with the website, freetalklive.com, where you can upload or link to stories, blog posts, videos, whatever you want. People will vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same with theirs. It's a very interactive site. Lots of eyes. Certainly more eyes than, say, posting something on your Facebook page. It's freetalklive.com. Start out tonight. I've got a story here from New Mexico that's just disturbingly weird.
I don't know what you're going to say, Mark, but I'm ready for it.
Right. A 58-year-old New Mexican man has been awarded $22 million in one of the largest ever federal civil rights settlements of its kind. For 22 months, Stephen Selvin was held in solitary confinement and never brought to trial.
Oh, no.
He wasn't the victim of the National Defense Authorization Act, which, since its signing last month, gave the president permission to detain Americans without charge. Selvin was arrested in 2005 on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. From then until May 2007, he was essentially forgotten in a small padded cell with no natural sunlight.
He was arrested on a DUI, and he never got a trial. He was held for 22 months?
Yes. That
alone in solitary it's
in,
not fun. I'm just laughing because I'm surprised.
A cell. I mean,
oh,
it's crazy.
My. Wow.
And listen to this. I mean, you know, when they say forgotten, they don't mean they just left him there. There were certainly prison guards. I mean, people were feeding this man.
Yeah. Wow.
He says the prison guards watched him fall apart mentally and physically.
Oh,
they didn't answer
that's exactly what happened.
His pleas for help for nearly 2 years. Day after day after day, they did nothing. Nothing at all to get me any help, he says the local NBC station. Prison officials would regularly walk by, but despite his cries, they were unresponsive. Instead, he said they watched him deteriorate. Almost 2 years after he entered the facility, Selvin was released, and now, nearly 5 years after being freed, jury in Santa Fe Federal Court awarded him $22 million. The man's attorney says to CNN that shortly before the jury considered a verdict, the county attempted to settle to the tune of only $2 million.
Oh,
the jury came to their own.
I hope he gets himself a good therapist with that $22 million. I mean, but it's really, you know, the people who actually did this to him, the people in the court system and the police system and the jail, they're not being held responsible. It's the taxpayers who have to pay the $22,000 or $22 million, excuse me,
right,
to this guy.
They have the taxpayers who have no recourse against prison guards and officials in the jail or whatever. They have there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can go and vote, but who do you vote for in order to change out, you know, an unresponsive jail system?
Yeah. You don't. I mean, and often those people are appointed, and then they hire their underlings to do the dirty work for
them.
And
once they're appointed, they've got union jobs that make it impossible to get them fired.
Exactly.
You know, and when you have a job like that where your responsibility, where there's little responsibility for your actions, you're not gonna hold yourself to as high of a standard, and that's just human nature.
It doesn't matter
whether you succeed or fail, you know, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. They have no incentive to serve their customers because their customers are customers that they're forced to be customers. It's really not the same thing.
They don't even have a customer. It basically is what it comes down to.
So,
if you think that you are you as the taxpayer, the prison guard's customer, think again. I mean, essentially, the customer of the prison guard is the prison guard's sergeant.
Yeah.
And his customer is the prison guard's lieutenant.
I mean, I don't want to pay. I'm sure this stuff happens all over the place, not just in New Mexico. This is not an isolated incident, and I don't want to pay for it.
I wonder this is a very long incident. I'm really stunned by the length of time that this guy was forgotten, and it probably had something to do with his mental health issues.
I was about to ask about his socioeconomic status and maybe his color.
Yeah, he's a white guy.
Okay.
But... It's amazing. Did he have mental health issues? Yeah, he was depressed in the beginning, and you can imagine being locked up in a hotel cell for 22 months isn't going to do much for you.
But a lot of people are depressed, though. I mean,
if you're not writing the right people,
yeah.
If you're not particular, I don't know how smart the guy is, right?
Sure.
Maybe he didn't know his rights. He didn't know he had,
could see an attorney. Did they deny him access to counsel?
He never had any charges brought against him.
Oh, right. Oh, my. Wow.
So, finally,
I've heard it's not uncommon for someone to languish for like 6 months or more when they are awaiting trial.
That is certainly much more likely. And I think a lot of people just get out and they're like happy to get the heck out of there.
Sure. Yeah.
He wrote many letters to the nurse who wasn't actually a nurse. And this all he got was put on, psychotropic drugs, which, of course, I don't think make you particularly clear either. So,
no.
You know, he was just suffering and surviving in there as opposed to trying to do something to get out. But I think, I'm certain a lot of people have the same situation. For instance, let's take...
Bradley Manning. I mean, look at what happened to Bradley Manning. He was held in solitary confinement for about the same...
Yeah, and there were a lot of people, out there... writing letters and doing all kinds of things in order to get him out. But I'm thinking about the difference between people... who are on death row versus the people who have life in prison. The people on death row are like 20 times as expensive as a person in life that has life because of all the court cases and that kind of thing.
Sure.
Because they're trying to avoid being put to death, and there's these mandatory court cases and all this stuff. And a lot of people working on, getting the death penalty turned over. Mm-hmm. And so they cost significantly more than people who have life in prison. And people in life in prison generally just go in. They don't file that many suits. They just do their time. I know I spent 8.5 years in prison, and I spent some time with some, lifers. And I know that they're just kind of doing their time until whatever happens. Mm-hmm. And, maybe they'll get out when they get really old, or maybe they'll die, and they don't know, and they don't care. But they don't really do anything about it.
That's also not the greatest for someone's mental health or morale, to be around a lot of people who are extremely hopeless and depressed and have really nothing going for them.
Yeah, prisons aren't supposed to be nice
contagious
places, right?
Yeah, well, sure. Sure, but imagine if you're in there and you're wrongly accused or whatever,
Once you've got the life sentence, that's pretty much it for you. You can try to do whatever. I'm just saying that a lot of people don't do anything within the system to try to get out, whether they're wrongly convicted or rightly convicted or whatever. And this guy's no different because, usually in the prison system, you're talking about people who are dealing with mental health issues. They're not particularly they're not the sharpest pencil in the box in a lot of cases.
Maybe don't have the coping skills to deal with things without using violence or impulsive. Maybe.
All these things certainly make it true. But this guy, I'm stunned. 22 months in jail, and no one ever did anything about it. The jail guards never said to themselves, "Hey, what did we bring this crazy guy in for?" Nothing. No one took responsibility at all, and it's just it's amazing. And I think that this 22,000.
Even if someone had tried to take responsibility for them, the people who work for the government are wonderful at passing the buck. "Well, it's not my department. I have to call over to this one, and then they leave at 4 o'clock, so you have to call back on Monday."
Once you get a staffer in on something, you can get things done. I mean, there's always relationships that allow people to go around the bureaucracy, and I've seen that many, many times. But county isn't happy about the ruling of $22 million. They're appealing it. And, this guy who's, got his mental health issues, is old, and, had to pull one of his own teeth out because he couldn't get dental care.
That's terrible.
Still isn't going to get it. I mean, the federal court has ruled on it. He's still not going to get anything.
He doesn't have his paycheck yet.
No,
because they're appealing it.
Yeah, they're going to move on and whatever they're going to do.
Let this guy have some dignity, finally. Let him have some peace. face. I mean, this...
Did they seem very concerned about this man's dignity?
No, of course not.
Yeah, so the ACLU got involved and got some stuff done, and, you know, it's just pathetic reading some of the things he wrote to the nurse and just trying to get some kind of help.
How do people justify this? Are they like, yeah, this happens, it's normal?
Can you justify this? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. Yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
It's live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in at 855-450-3733 with anything you'd like to talk about. It's one of the things we do here on Free Talk Live. You know, before we go on here, I want to tell you about ManVentureOutpost.com. If you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got it for you. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, anything you need for the outdoors person. ManVentureOutpost.com's family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. The prices over there are incredibly low. That is the unique selling proposition of ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got everything you need, and they've got it at rates that are incredibly low. So before you buy anything for outdoor activities, check out ManVentureOutpost.com first. And when you do buy, and you will, after you see the prices, use coupon code FTL and get an additional 5% off. That's just FTL when you check out at ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go. Stephanie, let's go to the phones here. We got Carson calling in from Columbus, Ohio. Carson, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to say good evening to Stephanie. I've listened to her before, and I think she has some interesting things to say.
Thanks, Carson. Nice to meet you.
And also, I wanted to thank Mark for laughing at my cliche comment last night.
Which one was that?
Ian, I said I would always want to say long time listener, first time caller. And Ian kind of zinged me as being cliche, and I admit it was. But I was very nervous. My hand was shaking.
Yes, it is nerve-wracking to call in on talk shows. I mean, I do it sometimes on this local station here in town. Mm-hmm. Now, consider my station, my show is on more than 100 radio stations across the country, probably got more than 100,000 listeners in a week, plus the two XM channels and all those things. And when I call in onto a local AM station where maybe, you know, I don't know, a few hundred people are listening tops, I get nervous.
And I think Ian sometimes underestimates that. And I think he's a great guy. I would love to meet Ian, and I'm going to try and make it up for Porkfest this year. Not sure if financially I will be able to, as I mentioned last night, broke college student, but...
Indeed.
So I understand, Carson. I've been there. And go ahead.
So I am a member of the Occupy Columbus movement, and I promise this is not a call for a plug, because I know you hate it when people do that. This is a call to say... that while I was on the Facebook page, I saw this thing about a man being tased in D.C. And I thought it was going to be the guy went berserk, got tased, and people were upset. But what I saw, and I tried to post it to your submit show prep, but I'm having some trouble. After I get off the phone, I'm going to try and focus on that. But what I saw was this, is a YouTube video for someone who had their hands raised above their heads, and they showed the police going through the D.C. encampment. Handing out the violation things, the civil violation things. Mm-hmm. And then you hear this guy say, why are you approaching me? Why are you walking up on me? And then you see the camera pan, and this gentleman is holding his hands over his head, clearly nonviolent, clearly asking the cops why they're coming towards him. And then he reaches to, like, put his hands down or something. It's not clear what he's doing. And the police all of a sudden have the stun gun out. All of a sudden... they tase him. He's flopping down on the ground, looking like a fish. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. I apologize.
It could be funny to see.
No, it's descriptive, and that's what happens when you have like 50,000 volts of electricity
and
going through your body.
I do have to say that I know this is not going to be the popular view. I do support tasers for certain situations.
Sure.
And
I do too.
It's.
I'd rather get tased than hit in the head with a big black stick.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I get that, but I just think that they can be used too quickly as pain compliance.
As pregnant,
they're certainly abused a lot.
Woman who got hit in the stick, and I hear she might have miscarried, as happened in Oakland.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, right about
but
that.
I'm not talking about that because I don't have my facts on that. But so basically, what I was saying is the guy's joking there, and the people are blowing. I think people there are blowing a whistle. It's hard to hear. Who's blowing what whistle?
Yeah,
it's really difficult. But then the crowd is asking, why? Stop. Don't do this. They're saying, don't do this. And then it goes like that for about 15 seconds. Then they get him up and they're braiding him. And they're yelling, why are you arresting him? Why are you arresting him? Why are you arresting him? And then somebody must have said disorderly, because then the gentleman says, saying, what is my disorderly conduct? I was peaceful. What is my disorderly conduct? And they're leading him to the cop car, and the people are following him, and you can imagine the scene.
Yeah,
and
I can only imagine
what
the scene.
What they are yelling is, what's your badge number? They're asking for identification, for badge numbers. The cops, this one cop had this little, like, smug little look. Now, I might have been imagining it, but I really think I saw it. I'll let people judge for themselves on that one. But they put him in the cruiser, and they keep yelling, like, and one guy was being, I wrote that one guy is being a bit of an idiot. You can say idiot, can't you?
Yes, you can say idiot.
Okay, I don't want to say a word that can't be said. He was saying, oh, that's a, you know, that's a lawsuit, that's a lawsuit. And I agree, that's not really very conducive. And I would have, if I would have been there, I would have said, dude, just shut up. You're being a jerk. Just shut up.
So where does one see this video?
It is posted on YouTube, so I imagine it, but it is also on the Occupy Columbus Facebook. It was posted by a man named Andrew Stamos. So it's on the first page.
Okay.
I'm going to try and get it moved to the top somehow. And I'm also going to put something on the page with another link. And
all right, so Occupy Columbus if you want to see the video. Thank you very much for the call, Carson. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition with Mark and Stephanie.
Hello. Sorry for a little out of breath. I'm recovering. Surgery.
No, it's all right. If you
recovering from what? This is interesting.
What surgery?
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I thought
what,
you said something
you cut
else.
Off?
No surgery.
No surgery? Yeah. Well, at least they left you something, right?
Deviated but, septum?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll breathe better now, Nick.
It's amazing. They take pieces away from you and charge you for it. That's what surgery is.
Well, actually, that's related to what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
I'm about a week or two behind on podcasts, and in that time, the topic of circumcision came up again.
Oh, yes, the dreaded topic.
Speaking as someone who is happy to be circumcised, I take a little offense at the way it is sometimes talked about on Free Talk Live and Prometheus Unchained. Being against infant circumcision is one thing because, you know, the baby can't consent, but the way it's talked about sometimes on Free Talk Live and Prometheus Unchained makes it sound like I'm supposed to think of myself as some horribly scarred, mutilated victim. I'm happy to be circumcised because I know two people who were not circumcised as infants. One remains uncircumcised, the other got an adult circumcision, and is that the music I need?
Nick, well,
let's talk about this more.
Let's talk about it when we here just a second. Please hold the line, and when you come back, please try to talk directly into the phone. It was getting a little difficult to hear you. I know you just had nose surgery, but gotta hear. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on circumcision are welcome.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's the Sunday live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know, now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy things happening around the world, whether it's unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, inflation, riots in the street, governments changing. You never know what is going to happen that might disrupt the food supply or make it so that you can't leave your house. You know, if blizzard hits, it'd be nice to have some food on hand. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals of, you know, all different sorts. They've got big chunks of vegetables in there and meat. Many of these, you know, these prepared foods don't have meat in them at all. And, you know, it's nice to have a little calorie-rich animal flesh when you're stuck in a blizzard, I suppose. Not that I've, you know, experienced that myself. But they're in individual metal Mylar pouches. You can just add water to the pouch. It prepares itself right in the pouch. It has a 25-year shelf life. They come in a big plastic tote. You can stack them up in the garage, the cellar, wherever it's convenient for you. You can get a free entree sample, test it out, see how they're packaged, take a look for yourself. Just go to WiseFoodStorage.com. Right at the top of the page in the center is the offer to get the free entree sample to get a little information for you. Or you can call 855-FOODWISE. It's WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. Get the free sample. Once you've tried it and you know that it's for you, order. When you do, use coupon code FTL. You'll need to let them know when you get the free sample where you heard it from, and Free Talk Live is the place. But use promo code FTL. Get free shipping on any order. And this is bulky, so you're going to want that. It's peace of mind comes with every order. It's the greatest gift you can give the loves you, the ones you love is wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE. So we were talking to Nick in Illinois about circumcision and his feelings that is not exactly portrayed properly on Free Talk Live. Go right ahead and with your
critique. Well, by the way, that's why everybody's always free to call in if they disagree.
Yeah. So as I was saying, I'm happy to be circumcised because I know two people who are not, and I've heard stories from them that make me glad. They've talked about things tearing, things breaking. It all sounded very horrible. And in particular, the one who got a circumcision as an adult talked about what a stark contrast it was between having and not having a foreskin. And he even, you know, just to show the extreme other end of the argument, mm-hmm. he went so far as to suggest to me, half-jokingly, that not getting your infant circumcised should be considered a form of child abuse because you're forcing them to have to deal with the awful surgery and recovery once they're old enough to remember it, and by that time, apparently, the recovery is also much worse.
So the reason that he got I'm just trying to flesh this out. The reason he got himself circumcised, because this is very interesting. I mean, you know, there are people that do this. Most people don't get the option, and I think that's the single biggest crime about this. But he went ahead and did it on his own, and he did it for no religious or sort of philosophical reasons. It had nothing to do with anything that was religious.
Not at all.
Okay.
No, it was because of certain issues that I think are not FCC friendly.
Well, I mean, I'd love to hear these issues, and you can be as clinical about them as you can. I mean, we're not being prurient here, so you know we're within the bounds of what the FCC has to say. I mean, if this is of a medical nature, then it's of a medical nature.
One example of a horror story that I heard was from the person who remained uncircumcised, who in the middle of intercourse with his girlfriend, his frenulum snapped, and there was a lot of
blood. I'm looking up frenulum. Hold on.
It's like, you know how on your tongue there's a little piece of skin that holds it to the bottom of your mouth?
That's the other part. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that one.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So that's, Nick, that sounds really painful. I mean, you can't deny that. But, you know, people's earlobes get infected. They can, you know, ear piercings can rip. All kinds of stuff can happen. But does that mean that everybody's earlobe should be removed at birth so they don't remember it? I mean, I don't think that argument really makes too much sense to me.
I just wanted to present the other side of that. My issue in particular
I wanted to hear about the guy who, I mean, an individual who will go about getting a circumcision for non-religious reasons is a very unusual individual. And I want to hear why that guy decided to do it.
Well, his reasons were... Oh, how could I dress this up? He encountered certain frustrations in his sex life that caused him a lot of fear, and he had negative experiences with. I don't really know exactly how the physics work, but I take his word for it that there were problems he had, and they were severe enough that he avoided sex for a good portion of his life. And then all those problems were fixed once he had the circumcision. He also mentioned that he didn't like the how messy it would get with the foreskin and troubles with cleaning it. So there were various reasons. And
I'm a woman, but like we all have soap. It's 2012, you know.
Well, I mean, whatever his reason is his reason. It's valid for
sure.
Him. I find interesting is, you know, I mean, some people's foreskins can be too tight and can make the you know the process of
it's
erection
phimosis.
Very. What is it called?
Phimosis.
It's very painful to have an erection, and you know, in that case, seems to me like it's a good idea to go ahead and get yourself a circumcision. I wonder whether
it can also be treated without circumcising the person. It can be stretched and. As I understand it.
I would not propose to say. I mean, circumcision, I think, is a process that people, you know, that are able to make that decision, maybe 13 on up, should be able to make those decisions for themselves. And it's the routine.
There's a point I want to stress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the point I want to stress is please don't talk about circumcision like it's some kind of horrible mutilation, because I was listening to Prometheus Unchained a couple weeks back.
That's another another program that is on the LRN.FM network.
Yeah, hosted by Dale. Mm-hmm. And, well, it was more than a couple weeks back. They were talking about a porn star named James Dean, and Dale just sort of offhandedly commented to his co-host, Neil, about, sorry, Neil, but he is mutilated. Mm-hmm. So, and it's like, you know, I don't think of myself as mutilated. I don't want to be thought of as mutilated. I'm happy with the way I am, and I'm not even...
Nick, there's one thing about, okay, I understand, like, it's great to be happy with what you have, because really, like, when you're an adult, you have no control over something that may have happened to you when you're a baby, and, like, that's great, accept yourself and love yourself, but you can accept yourself and love what you have while still admitting that something was done to you without your consent that may not have been what you would have wanted.
I didn't consent to being born a boy, either.
Well, sure, but that doesn't—that has nothing to do with circumcision.
Your parents didn't make that decision, though. That was, that was a Y chromosome sperm hit an X. Well, of course, all eggs.
Yep.
X chromosome egg. All eggs are X chromosomes, and ta-da,
biology.
You are what you are. We get a little biology one honors here on Free Talk Live this evening. And, that's not your parents' issue.
Well, let me put it this way: I do think it's wrong if the child eventually decides that it was wrong. I eventually decided that it was not wrong, so I see there as being no issue there. And I don't think that if I ever had a boy, I don't think I would have him circumcised, because I do think it's more important for him to have that choice.
Yeah.
Okay. I consider myself lucky that I happened to like what was done to me.
Yeah, I think there's... people are going to be well-adjusted. People are going to be happy with the way they are. So
sure.
One
or
wonders,
find a way to be happy,
yeah,
right?
One wonders, yeah. Nick, if in a world where this had not happened to you, then what would you be thinking about that?
Yeah,
I don't lose sleep over it either, man.
It's one thing to be happy, but it's another thing to deny that something wrong might have happened to you. So I don't know.
Nick, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. You really can talk about anything on Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are? A decade into the 21st century. Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company. Serving stamp collectors since 1923, Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. The SACL toll-free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. We are taking your calls. Check out freetalklive.com. We have archives there going back for, geez, like 5 years till 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Completely free. All the other shows out there are going to charge you money to get them on their little podcast list. I'm sure they don't have shows going back that far. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not a member of all their little lists paying for all that stuff. Free Talk Live, though, gives it to you completely free. You can go there at archives.freetalklive.com. Download to your heart's content. We make it easy for you. Let's go to Tony in Illinois, listening on XM. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Mark and Stephanie.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Stephanie. I love Pork Therapy, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. Pork Therapy is my show, porktherapy.com, if people want to listen.
Okay, what I want to bring up tonight is the ugly story that's reared its head once again over the last 24 to 36 hours concerning Ron Paul and his newsletter. I guess what's happening now is they've trotted out the man who actually runs that, and he's claiming that he actually had face-to-face meetings with Dr. Paul about the newsletter, and that Dr. Paul was aware of exactly what was in the newsletter. Now, my question
is, what's the name of the person? What is the name of the person that's making this?
Claim? I've heard it twice on the radio. I haven't gone to the internet and read
it.
So
James,
I can't.
Something. Mark, you read a story on the air a couple of weeks ago, maybe even like a month ago,
mm-hmm.
where a reporter from Fox, somebody had posted anonymously one of the articles that had a byline. It was like a scan of one of the old newsletters,
mm-hmm.
and it had a person's name on it.
Yeah, I'm not remembering the author's name, but this
right.
was, this sounds like the editor of the newsletter.
I'll do some research
who I
right
believe
now.
I know the name of the editor of the newsletter, and it doesn't seem like a guy who would be saying things like, Dr. Paul knew all about that. It seems
right,
like a guy who would take a bullet, if it wasn't true.
The latest accusation was that it wasn't. It was not Lou Rockwell, who was one of the editors, I
okay.
guess. It was this guy, James something. Or other, and I'm going to look up his name
okay.
right now.
Go right ahead.
And they're saying that, you know, that they explained to Dr. Paul the best way to get the message out to extreme people like that was through direct mailings like his. my questions are, who is behind this exactly? Is this a Romney doing sort of a Don Corleone, taking care of all family business right here in Florida so that nobody has a chance coming out of Florida? Because we're coming up to some interesting races where I think that Dr. Paul actually has a chance to get ahead.
I would agree.
Is this the RNC just doing a scorched earth to make sure that he doesn't get to start his own third party if things doesn't go his way necessarily?
It's speculation. I mean, it's hard to say. There are all kinds of reporters would love to break the story too. I mean, every single one of the candidates has been called a racist during this run, including Barack Obama and Herman Cain. Herman Cain was called a racist against black people. I don't understand how that could be, but that's what they said. So I think it's interesting that they make the biggest deal about Ron Paul's situation when nobody. Now, I mean, if Ron Paul is this seething bigot that Benny would like us to believe, why in the world isn't there a single statement of his that sounds bigoted? Why are there black people all over who have had interactions with Ron Paul that say that, man, this is a loving guy? I mean, usually bigots are pretty easy to pick out. I mean, he is just the gosh darn, most underground bigot I've ever heard of, if he's a bigot.
Exactly. And like I've always said, I've never heard the word racist more than since we came together as a country and actually elected the first black man as president. I've never heard the word racist used as much in my entire life, and I'm almost 50 years old.
Yeah, it's, I would say that there's a small minority of people who are really sort of upset that a black man runs the United States, but I don't think it's a very large percentage of the population. I mean, I haven't met that many people that say those things and feel that way.
Okay, well, I absolutely dread a Mitt Romney candidacy as the Republican nominee.
Yeah, that
so if it's
awful.
Mitt Romney against Barack Obama, what are you going to do?
I mean, I'd like to ask you the question: How would Barack Obama possibly debate Dr. Paul? How could he debate him?
Oh, I think that would be, I'd love to see, as much as you would love to see Ron Paul be the Republican nominee. I hope that that's the case, and I think that there's a chance. I think he is the best situated candidate for that, but at this point it looks like Romney appears to be the lead horse.
So real quickly, I'd like to jump in here. I pulled up this article really quickly from USA Today saying Ron Paul on Friday flatly denied a Washington Post report that he was deeply involved in the company that produced provocative, racially charged newsletters and that he signed off on articles. Paul, it says Renee Hathaway, a former secretary.
What company?
Oh, I guess it would be the Ron Paul report or something.
There were only 8 newsletters out of 144, I think, or 288. I mean,
maybe it was incorporated. I don't know.
It was 20 years worth of newsletters that came out on a monthly basis, and 8 of them, or 9 of them, 9 of them had racist statements. I mean, this is how the media portrays this crap. It was mostly a financial newsletter.
With this. Yeah, I mean. Okay, so it says it was his number, it was his newsletter, it was under his name, so he always got to see the final product. Renee Hathaway, a former secretary in Paul's company, told the Post he would proof it. Paul told CNN on Friday, she's made that story up, it's completely false. Then the Post reported that Eric Dondero Ritberg,
I knew that's
we
who it
know
was.
This name, a former longtime Paul aide, said he witnessed Paul proofing, editing, and signing off on
now,
the newsletter.
Eric Dondero did not work for, this is a GD lie. Eric Dondero
did not
work.
I don't believe a word this guy says. He is a famous troll.
He didn't work for Ron Paul at the time the newsletters came out. So, I mean, now to claim that he witnessed this happen. I know maybe Ron Paul brought in the practice of proofing his newsletter after he had this trouble. I suppose that's possible. But for Eric Dondero to suggest that he saw Ron Paul doing this, but then at the same time saying, hey, I wasn't there, in different articles. This guy and his relationship to the truth have seemed to be very, very elastic over time.
Well,
I mean,
absolutely.
He's the kind
and
of Republican
clearly
that believes that you bring freedom to people in the Middle East by dropping bombs on them.
Yes, yes. And it's, I don't believe a word he says, but unfortunately he somehow has some contacts in the media and he's getting this press attention.
Yeah, he's,
so
he
it's
was
a real
upset
problem.
That he was kicked out of the leadership of the Republican Liberty Caucus, and he has been just angry and mean since then.
Yeah.
I knew that I was going to hear the word
Yeah.
So it, I just knew I was.
So, I mean, we can, as people who are kind of more in the know, I guess.
Eric Dondero is more than welcome to call in and discuss this. I'd love to have a little time with him regarding this. It's 855-450-3733. But, you know, everything I've seen about the guy, it seems like he's angry and his relationship to the truth is somewhat elastic.
And yeah, and is universally sort of called out and disliked by libertarians who are trusted, you know.
Tony, thoughts?
Nothing else to add other than just remember, Republicans, that Mitt Romney is exactly the man that Barack Obama wants to run against.
Yep, he sure is.
They haven't even brought up the White Horse prophecy or any of the Mormon stuff.
If I was Barack Obama, I'd rather run against Gingrich, but maybe not. You know, I mean, you're talking about two really weak candidates. And I don't know why Republicans are so excited about both of these guys are basically supported socialized medicine, and one of them supported cap and trade, too. I mean, really? What do you care about getting a Republican in if they're going to support everything that the Democrat supports? It's crazy.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving us a call. 855-450-3733.
You know, you may have said this when I was researching Mark, but it seems like all of the other candidates, there's a news story that comes out every single week that's negative about them. You know, whether it's whatever Romney releases tax returns and people are mad that he didn't pay a lot of taxes. Ooh, big shock there.
Yep.
And he makes like $52,000 a week or something like that. And he bets people $10,000 to do something silly.
Sure.
And Newt Gingrich has the whole,
the stories die.
Yeah.
But they have to keep resurrecting the one on Ron Paul.
Exactly, because that's the only thing they have.
Right. And they don't have anything.
Yeah.
They do. Not have. Where's the video? I mean, this guy has a 12-term U.S. representative. I mean, he speaks everywhere all the time. He runs for office. I mean, there's no video of him saying one bigoted thing. Not one. I mean, if you're going to call the man a bigot, please give me some proof. Not a newsletter that was put out in his name.
I guess the implication is that a bigot would not want to admit that they were a bigot because nowadays it's out of fashion or something like that.
This was 20 years ago.
Well, sure, and people can change. And lately I've seen him just disavowing racism and bigotry. And, of course, he wants to end the drug war.
He's got pictures with Martin Luther King Jr. What kind of bigot is going to go hanging around with MLK?
Sure.
It's crazy. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Call in with your opinion.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desires and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FDL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's FallenAngelToys.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.